Dear people, I get more and more convinced every day that we desire too little, that we settle, that not that our hearts desire too much, our hearts don't desire enough. What died with sin was great desire. That's what sin kills. And so we desire the trivial, the puny, the false, the counterfeit. Staying with Jesus in a lived relationship is a great work. And in order to perform a great work, it requires great desire. Everything begins with desire. And so the first thing sin attacks is desires. Twists them, disorders them, shrivels them, constricts them, holds them back. We're in chapter 15. I have a reason for bringing this up other than an emotional snit. And we're in chapter 15 of the Gospel of John. This is the Last Supper discourses. Jesus is sitting around the Last Supper table, and he speaks to them for four chapters, 14, 15, 16, and 17. It's 116 verses. And in 15, he begins with, I am the vine, and you are the branches. I am the vine, you are the branches. This image of closeness to him. The image of closeness to him, the branch to the vine. And listen, dear people, he says in this chapter, in one chapter, if you remain in me as a branch to a vine, you will bear the same works I do and more. We desire too little. He says, if you remain in me, you ask anything of the Father, whatever, and he'll grant it to you. In other words, if you remain in me, your experience of prayer will be mine. The same experience is mine. You'll have the same relationship with the Father that I do. We desire too little. He says, if you remain in me, the joy that is in me will be in you. This is all in one chapter. And if you remain in me, the love I have that lays its life down, that love will be in you. Now tell me, we don't desire too little. We settle. And then today is where it gets really fun. He says, if you remain in me, the persecution I experience, so will you. Because you're close to me, and what dislikes me will dislike you. Isn't that fun? But if you're close to him in persecution, because you're close to him, the same experience will be ours, what was the apostles, and that is, they rejoiced to be able to suffer for the sake of his name. When my experience is whatever it is because I'm close to Jesus, it's filled with meaning. Where do we desire too little? Let us beg Jesus to awaken our hearts to this profound reality that he wants to make me another one of himself. I want to be Jesus. I want to be Jesus. And any desire less than that is too little. May God wake that up in our hearts.